gonna mount AfterBuzz, gonna talk your favorite show. Gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man. I hope this show ain't silly.
Come on down to AfterBuzz and meet some hoes of mine.
That's right, we're your hosts, and guess what? We want candy, because we're witches, bitches. We have Christian Black.
What's up, witches? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ.
Steph Sabra.
What up, everyone? Let the witch hunt begin. Find me at Steph Sabra on Twitter and IG.
That's right, and I'm your bitchiest witch ever, Phil Street Tech. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
And by the way, Steph, that's a witch pursuit thingy.
You're right, you're right. My bad.
Not a witch hunt.
I'm just about the witch hunt.
Yeah, you are.
Let it be what it is.
I thought we're calling it witch scavenger thing.
We could call it that too, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Any of those things.
Butt hunt.
Yeah.
All right. As we always do, why don't we give this episode a rating? Starting with you, Steph.
I'm going to give this episode an A-. I really like the episode.
Well, which is it?
Okay, it's an A, because I love witches so much. The Randy scene and getting in the car was like this Mean Girls meets Hocus Pocus, and it was incredible. And I like the whole witch pursuit the entire time. And my girl Heidi had some shining moments, to say the least.
But she's so funny and so smart. She's worth waiting for. I'm going to do this episode an A. It had everything that I wanted that I didn't realize I wanted. There were laughs consistently all the way throughout. The beginning of the episode already had the Halloween theme, so you're like, all right, great. This is you already know you're in for something good. And we got to see President Garrison. So, it was like so many things that, like, I didn't expect to see him. So, I thought that this was one of my more favorite-est episodes of the season.
I certainly enjoyed this episode a lot. I give it an A-. It wasn't the best, but it was certainly up there. And what I appreciate about it is, we haven't had a Halloween episode in quite a while.
Right.
When you look at the night before Thanksgiving is supposed to be like the one of the most party nights ever.
Mm-hmm.
This was a tradition I did not know I needed, but I need.
No, we need.
We do.
Dress up like witches and have Jack and crack, mostly Jack, but still plenty of crack. And, just go off in the woods every night for a week or so, whatever.
You have, like, I
They were hiking in the woods.
Yep.
That one scene, I just like the scenes in this episode. The intro, like we were saying, was really cool right off the bat. And then them climbing the mountain
was really cool.
Well, so one of the favorite things for me, and we'll break down the full storylines, but the tie-in, because I feel like as guys that are married, they've had their fair share of Heidi moments.
Yeah, and definitely. I am Heidi sometimes, and I know that that's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, look, as women go, my wife's pretty good about being able to get ready for things, but it still takes longer than it would take any guy ever. So you're just like, you just have to know that just because I'm ready doesn't mean we're going to go.
But sometimes as a guy, you just need your guy moments.
No, you need your guy moments. And I definitely can relate to Cartman. So, babe, I said I wanted to get to the pumpkin patch early. And the moment when he's sitting there in the cafeteria and the guys are talking about, everything that happened, and they were so glad that they went early so they didn't see it. And just the way they animated his face as he got so angry.
Yes.
And he's staring at Heidi. That's one of the funniest expressions I've seen on Cartman in a long time.
With the music in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great scene.
I know they're not necessarily, or maybe they are, sort of commenting on divorce in America. Because, again, for me, one of the things that most people aren't writing about so far in their reviews is the fact that I could see, like, right now, people are saying the Heidi relationship is a vehicle of Cartman's own architecture. But I feel like all the guys that are married in South Park literally are kind of like Cartman. But maybe not to the full extent, but, how many times have we seen Randy just get mad
this
at Sharon?
This episode, what did he say? You don't have to be such a...
All the other wives aren't being such bitches about it. Yeah. Sharon.
Yeah, so, you know.
God bless Sharon, by the way. Like, everything she puts up with Randy. But maybe that is your conversation about divorce. Is like, at some point, Sharon, like, why haven't you had enough? You know, I guess for the kids.
I don't know. By the way, Randy is just amazing at being drunk and hungover.
Yeah, when he just comes downstairs and he's drinking like a whole gallon of juice. And he's like, you don't know what happened? No, what happened? What happened, babe? There were some great Randy in this episode. Anytime, pretty much every episode has some great Randy.
Yeah. But
there was some exceptional Randy this week.
Well, I apologize. We've been sort of weaving in now.
Yes.
So let's tackle the Heidi storyline because a lot of people last season didn't love Heidi.
Steph did.
You loved Heidi last season?
Yeah, I liked Heidi last season.
Because you are Heidi.
Because, sure.
Because you're some smart and funny.
Yes, that is very true. But I liked what she did with Cartman. I needed a break from him, and that was a good... I saw some hope. I saw some light in Cartman that I hadn't seen in the past 20 seasons.
I mean, as a viewer of the show, this beaten down Cartman who can't break up with her is so much more entertaining than the Cartman before her and Cartman last season.
Who loved her.
Yeah, like the Cartman who like loved her so much, that was funny, but I'm glad we're past that.
Yeah.
And just the idea that he's planning so hard to literally kill her.
Have her take
it. Yeah. I just love that. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, it's like he's still there while she's getting ready to go trick-or-treating. Like,
well,
no matter what he does, he gets her kidnapped by a witch, and he's like, oh, I'm still here.
But the funniest part was the moment when all the kids are coming out.
The punchline.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right out. It's going to be
a while. Hold on.
The police officer's, like, holding the bag, and it's like, you can come out anytime you want, honey.
And obviously, I love the fact that they put him in the Hansel and Gretel outfit and then commented on the fact that they put, what, you're gonna victimize the victim?
Are
you
gonna
bully the victim or whatever?
Yeah.
The one cop was like, not cool, Rick. We're sorry about that. Yeah. That was great.
Absolutely. All in all, you know, as far as Heidi, what I love, well, not Heidi, but as far as Cartman goes, I love the fact because they're staying true to the fact that he's always so amped up about all these dumb little things.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it be the pumpkin patch, whether it be trick-or-treating and so forth. And the fact
Casa Bonita, you know, he has the things that are very important to him in his life. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the fact that, like, as far as the relationship goes, you know, granted, Heidi is an amazing girlfriend.
Because she's so smart and so funny.
But if
she's a good girlfriend.
If I may take a criticism at her, I'm sorry, Steph.
Sure, we all need that from time to time.
I feel like she doesn't understand and value Cartman's interests.
That's true. Biggest eye roll ever.
for people on iTunes, you could probably
eye roll.
Well, I feel like if she really loved Cartman, she would understand how important the pumpkin patch is to him.
Yeah, okay. I agree, and I said she was annoying this episode because you gotta look good. I get that, but if your man is telling you this is important to him, get ready a little bit earlier.
I mean, is it on Cartman?
She missed the petting zoo.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a loss for her.
Exactly what I was going to say. Like, she shouldn't be happy about that. So, does he need to start telling her, like, that, okay, we're going to leave and that time be 2 hours earlier than they really need to leave?
Yes, that's what people do with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Heidi.
But see how annoying that is? Because I don't want, like.
I'm just kidding, not all the time, but I can be slow. I will admit that.
Listen, when I was in college on our soccer team, like everyone was like, okay, well, just lie to me and tell me 30 minutes before. And then, like, finally my coach just blew up. He's like, just one fucking time. 2 o'clock. That's when we leave. 2 o'clock.
Okay, I'm always on time to things of importance. Always early, 15 minutes early usually.
Did you get to go to the petting zoo this year?
I haven't gone to the pumpkin patch yet.
Because you're still getting ready.
But with social events, I don't see any harm in being a little bit late, taking my time to get ready, making sure I look good.
All right.
There's things to do. Things to do.
This is why we're not dating, you guys. You would all kill me. I would be your worst Heidi.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, listen, I don't care if it's a concert. I don't care if it's Oktoberfest. I don't care what it is. Let's take Oktoberfest. There's beer to be drank.
Yeah.
God forbid.
I mean,
yes.
Look, you know, here's the thing: the guys that were going on their witch weekend, none of them were late. They were there plenty of time for Jack and Crack.
Okay, I would have been on time to a witch weekend.
Obviously, for both Jack and Crack. I mean, you know, you have your priorities. But you would have looked great. You would have taken the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's a fun thing. Listen, for those of you listening or watching, why don't you comment with your worst girlfriend making you late story?
That's a good
one.
We'll
read some next week.
That's a great one.
Or boyfriend, because there are some...
No.
Divas on both sides.
I do have a guy friend who takes a very long time to pick out shoes, and it drives his wife crazy.
Wow. Yeah. How many shoes does he have?
He's bald, so he doesn't need any time to get his hair ready. So he spends all that time on shoes. Anyway, I'd love to. That'll be very enjoyable, getting through those stories.
Absolutely. So let us know.
And just seeing the expression on Steven's face as we read them. except he's dead.
Well, we can still move his mouth or something.
Well, Weekend at Stevens.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
All right, so let's shift gears and talk about the witches. Now, I didn't think of this myself, but because for a long time I was kind of it was funny in itself as far as the storyline, but I was figuring out, okay, what's the deeper meaning here? Some people saying it's conservatism. Some people saying it's the whole Harvey Weinstein with guys being like, well, we're not Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, when you said that, I'm like, that makes sense. But as I was watching the episode, that didn't even occur to me. But as we talked about it, we thought maybe, you know, Bill O'Reilly is actually saying that he's part of a witch pursuit thing.
Yeah.
And that's why he's paying money to make it go away. So, yeah, I think it is very well tied into that. I'm just not smart enough to have made the connection as I was watching and laughing.
Yeah. Which begs the question, I mean, there's definitely episodes that I love. When they're sort of more on the nose, I can laugh a little bit more. If I'm trying to figure out what it is, you know, I feel somewhat dumbed down.
Yeah, and I feel like South Park kind of confused their fans like that because for so long wasn't necessarily trying to drive a point as much as the past seasons, I feel like. So now everyone's looking for the point, and maybe it wasn't even there. Maybe it was just a Halloween episode, and witches is a prime time.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes Jennifer Lopez just likes tacos. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
But
sometimes...
I do think that, I do see now when you pointed out, I did think it was how every time something happens, then everyone goes on a witch hunt, so to speak.
Witch pursuit thing.
Sorry. Yeah.
Where are you getting this? Like, I've never heard of this phrase.
Yeah. Come on, Heidi.
Witch hunt? What? and also part of it, I guess, Steven's been adamant about always, and he's right, the fact of at the end we'd always have kind of someone summarize what the hell happened and the takeaway. Now we don't have that. So I feel dumb.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it was almost always Stan. And it was
true.
The really heavy-handed, I learned something today. And it was always a really funny way to do it. But when you boil it down, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what the takeaway really was.
Yeah.
You
know? So, and the takeaway would have been Heidi, right? That was the last scene?
I mean...
That's more like a punchline.
No, I know, but wasn't that the last scene in this episode?
I
don't think it was the takeaway.
The takeaway is that you can create a witch pursuit thingy while trying to avoid a witch pursuit thingy, you know, that they tried to pin it on the other guy, you know. I don't know, actually. I don't know what the takeaway is. So maybe the people who hate us in the comments can tell us.
Well, okay, so the takeaway, the only thing that separates a monster from simple hedonistic pleasure seekers is power and the willingness to abuse it. Or so writes IGN India.
IGN India?
Yes.
Man, you are really outsourcing your sources.
Yes, I am. So, that makes sense to me. Because it is one of those things. Like, you could, Chip does question, like, hey, if you had this power, you'd totally use it. And
yeah.
It's like, well, maybe
I did like towards the end of the episode when Chip shows up and he's like, what's up, bros?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like, what's going on? And then he makes the point that Phil mentioned. But he was just like, sup, bros?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like, you still want to bro down with your witch bros just because you kidnapped some kids and tried to eat their souls.
I did love how he really did turn into a bad witch.
Yeah, like very quickly.
They did the whole bad witch type of metaphor, and I loved how he was flying and throwing flame pumpkins.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I love the idea, like, they couldn't be wizards.
No.
The witches.
You're missing the point. Witches are awesome. Wizards are not.
The puns with witches is There is no end.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that.
And you should know as the top witch.
As top witch, exactly. Thank you, Steph.
That's right, bottom bitch. There you go. All right. Anything else to overall really discuss? Stray observations?
Well, you know, I mentioned that how excited I was to see President Garrison again, and I like how he was like, look, here comes another witch, and there's Air Force One with the presidential march. And the way that he solves the problem with Chip is just, has a laser annihilate him. So I liked having him back in South Park as part of the gang, because I know that they're sort of trying to stay away from that storyline that they spent all of last season on, and it didn't play out the way they wanted it to. So I'm glad that you can, because Mr. Garrison was always such a great character, or even when he was Mrs. Garrison, the Garrison character's always been great. So I was very happy to see him again.
I did like how when they called, they kind of still did have some soft anecdotes to who he is. I'm not soft, but how they were like, make sure you like you compliment him, like you fluff up the situation.
They ease Butters.
Butters.
And then it was because there were some good digs. It's like, did you get rid of all the immigrants? No, I've only gotten rid of like six. It's a lot harder than I thought it was. Did you build that wall? What are you trying to do? Shit on my Halloween? You know. So
I thought that was a good way of making it quick and funny and to the point. Yeah.
And any scene that involves Butters on the phone is probably going to be pretty good.
And then when Randy was like, I'm going to go party without President.
I did like that.
Again, that was another moment where Sharon was like,
oh. Yeah. Poor Sharon. Because he screamed, I got, what did he say? I've got Jack, crack, and a jet. Let's go.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah.
You know, what else can a guy ask for?
It's every witch's dream.
I mean, maybe for his girlfriend to get ready in under an hour. But other than that, what could a guy ask for?
That's asking for a little too much.
That's a lot, I know.
Well, unfortunately, Kyle does not know the pleasures of having a girlfriend.
That was a bit of a dig. Because I'm like, yeah, I guess he has it. I'm like, everybody else is, you know, because Stan had Wedney forever and, you know, Kenny's been around. And, you know, even Butters, right? So it's like, well, you know, I guess Butters just had the girl from Raisins, which didn't count. But still, it's
she
like...
She counts.
You're right.
But she had a bottom bitch.
She didn't like him. That's the whole point, is that I'm trying to make. That's why.
Well, he started the whole movement.
Yeah, that's true. He did. So, but yeah, it's like, poor Kyle, you know?
He went silent after that.
Well, maybe he'll find somebody at some point.
Yeah.
I would love if Kyle and Heidi sort of got where he was like, hey, you deserve better.
Yes, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Honestly, that would be very well suited. I love that. I know we don't usually do predictions. That is a great prediction.
That's why you're the top witch.
Love to see that happen. Top witch. Yeah.
That's right. So there we go. I'm going to wait my magic wand. It's going to happen. All right. Anything else before we wrap up the episode?
No.
I can't believe you said there's only four more episodes this season, right?
Yeah, well, we got...
I mean, we'll have more episodes of our show, but, I mean, there's only four new episodes of South Park.
Yeah. I'm more concerned there's only 5 days left before Halloween, and I'm not out jacking
and
cracking.
I've got no jack and no crack.
I don't even have my witch crew set up.
All right. Thank you guys, as always. Feel free to leave a comment. You know, in the comments section, tweet at us, whatever you want. You know, just be constructive. Hateful, but constructive.
Explain why. You can, like Phil always says, you can always hate us. Just say why you hate us. You
absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
In the meantime.
And witches, you can find me at ChristianDMZ, Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me at Steph Sabra on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm your boy, Phil Svitek.
Woo!
That's right. I be witching. You got the crack? I got the jack.
Happy study, nice. Witching.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time for another episode. Enjoy Halloween.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.